All right, back on the Young Turks postgame, Casper, go.
Okay, so I think a couple months ago when you were not on the show, I was doing the postgame, I believe with JR, I was talking about a pain, like this unbearable, like stabbing pain that I have in my right glute, right? And then I didn't know what it was.
Glute is a polite term for ass, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
So my right glute. And so since we had that conversation, I've learned more about what it is, and I'm still suffering from it. And it's making me want to just like slip my wrist, like I'm done.
Okay, can I just tell you, I didn't have to look into a medical dictionary to know what it is. You literally have a pain in the ass.
I do. But why? Why?
Okay,
you know
why?
What's causing it? Okay, so it's called piriformis syndrome. Piriformis syndrome. So piriformis is like this tiny annoying muscle deep in your glutes. Deep in your glutes.
Okay.
And like
this is beginning to sound dirty.
Okay. For it to sound dirty. Okay. And what happens is if you're a runner especially, sometimes you can strain it, and when you strain it, it becomes inflamed, and then it like starts spasming. And when it spasms, it hits your sciatic nerve, and then you get this like sharp, like shooting pain down your leg. And so that's what I've been dealing with. And
that sucks. Yeah.
I can't not run because I will blow up. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And not only does it keep you in shape, but it allows you to like release energy.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Like okay. it keeps me calm in stressful situations.
Relatively calm, let's just say relative.
Okay. So running is important to me, but then I realized, okay, it's now been several months, it's not going away. I need to stop running and I need to address this issue. So I finally signed up for yoga again, which I hadn't done in a while.
You know, there's great stretch classes. You just go and you stretch a little bit.
I was thinking about those stretch classes today because the yoga class I took today, well, yoga in general is just stretching. You're just stretching and you're holding those stretch poses for a while, and that helps tone muscle and strengthen and make you a little more flexible. Anyway, yoga is great, but sometimes you get that instructor who's too happy.
Oh yeah, and they're insufferable.
Hate them.
Of course you do.
But you feel bad.
You hate all happy people.
But that's the thing. You feel bad for hating them because they're great and that's what they do. They do yoga. That's what they do. Okay? They have chosen a better path in life, which makes them happy. I mean, I'm happy too, but this is a stressful job sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. No. So I get heated, you know, I feel emotions. Yoga people don't feel emotions other than happiness and euphoria, ever.
Okay, they're all always, this is not true, but keep going.
Some are happier than others, some are more expressive with their happiness. The instructor today was very expressive. And so there were a few moments where she made us do some challenging poses. A couple people in class would like groan. Uh-huh. And she'd be like, I love it when you guys groan. Do more of that. And I'm just like,
we're back to slightly sexual, okay?
I dislike you. But I don't, that's the thing. By the end of class, you feel so great that you love that instructor, right? So she's great, she's fabulous, and I'm glad that she's positive. It's a good way to start your day. But the piriformis situation, I feel like, has gotten more painful throughout the day.
I knew it. There's no way that it was gonna help.
I'm gonna get a steroid injection. That's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna go to the doctor. Yes, I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna tell the doctor, please inject me with steroids. I can't take this anymore. It's so painful.
Does that work? Does it work temporarily or full time?
It's temporarily, but it's somewhat long lasting. Christian had some foot issue, and they did a steroid injection. Mm-hmm. He felt better. Mm-hmm. And it also kind of allowed him to do the exercises necessary to like heal. And he wouldn't feel the pain throughout those exercises, so he could get better. So that's, I guess that's a good thing. But I'm in so much pain today. It's like,
when did this start?
Several months ago. And at first I didn't know what it was. I'm like, at first it was a dull stabbing sensation in my right ass cheek. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is this?
That already sounds unpleasant.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then I started doing research, and then I kind of figured out what it was. And then since I didn't really take care of it, it got more and more worse. And then here I am today.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I don't, you know me, I'm not fond of yoga. But I'm a dick about it, and I'm sure that people who do yoga are wonderful people, and it has a wonderful results for them. I've never met almost anyone who's ever done yoga who didn't like it. Like, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so, you know, it's and I'm generally a happy, cheery person, so I'm not the guy to be like, ay, 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 what the hell? I love it when you groan. But not in the mornings, not in the mornings, and not when this particular body is trying to stretch. Like, that's not when I'm at my peak performance.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of downward dog in me.
Well, here's the thing that always appeals to me when it comes to yoga. Like, 10% of each class is just laying down.
Well, that's nice.
It's just laying down.
If we could up that to 20 to 30%, I'm reconsidering yoga.
And it's great. And so Christian is so great because he's always like down to like hike with me or do yoga with me. We're also taking salsa classes, which is cool. And
oh God, give you patience, dear brother.
He's awesome.
Okay.
And when we went, what was I going to say?
He's great, yoga, patient, does the hiking and the salsa.
I forgot what I was going to say. Sorry.
For a while, my wife was doing Bikram yoga. Mm-hmm. That's the super hot yoga. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, you found the one thing I would dislike even more than yoga. It's like being super, super hot while we do the annoying yoga.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I feel like in Turkish, there's a saying that doesn't cut me. Okay. Uh-huh. Meaning like it doesn't affect me. So, for example, when AIDS was spreading back in the 90s, they went and tried to educate all the truck drivers in Turkey, don't have unprotected sex with the sex workers because you'll get AIDS, right? And I remember reading this story, obviously, decades ago. And almost universally, they all said, AIDS doesn't cut me. Okay, and I assure you that it does, and it did. Okay, anyway, like such a Turkish guy to be like, oh, I'm not going to have AIDS. Man, good luck.
I know.
AIDS is not a problem for me. I'm a problem for AIDS.
Anyway.
But yoga would not cut me. Meaning that, like, that's not going to help me lose weight.
It will.
No way. No, okay.
I
would have to do more hours of yoga than there are hours in the day for it to make enough of a difference for me to lose weight.
Okay, so there was, I think the heaviest I had ever been on the show was in between 2010 and 2012, right? I wasn't overweight, but I was definitely like starting to put on more than my body needed to put on, right? And I was aware of it. And so I didn't know what to do. Like, I was doing kickboxing. I was doing everything necessary to like try to slim down. Nothing was working. Like, and part of the problem was my appetite. Like, my appetite was unstoppable. I remember this was during the current days, right? I would come in at 6 a.m. to the studio just because I wanted to beat that traffic. I lived really far away from the studio at the time. And since I would be the first one in, Lucas, if you guys could remember, he doesn't work here anymore, but he was awesome.
The Lorax.
Aw, Lucas. He had like Trader Joe's snacks on his desk. And I would come in at 6 a.m. and I couldn't resist. Like, I would go ham on his snacks. Be like, oh my God, candied pecans, like gummy bears.
Was he kosher with that, or were like... You never even told him.
No, he knew. He
Lorax, knew. She's been robbing you for years.
He knew. But like, it was like a, you know, we all shared everything. It was fine.
Sure.
Yeah, I hope so. But anyway, so.
She never told him.
I swear to you, it wasn't until I did yoga that something just changed in my body. I don't know what it is. Like, all of a sudden, like, I just felt things getting longer. My appetite changed.
I got
changed.
No problems there, if you know what I mean.
This guy. Okay, so I just got. Like, I don't know. I don't know what yoga did to me, but it changed my body and it changed my appetite and it changed my habits. I started getting into running.
You know, I can't do it. I can't.
You gotta try it though.
No.
Try it. You'll like it.
I know. Try it. You'll like it. That's an old school reference. That was good. What was that about?
Something that kids watch. I don't remember.
Try it and you'll like it. Okay. What is it? Mikey? No. Yeah, I know. That's similar, but this was a thing we did on the show. Anyway, so I'm not, now you've halfway convinced me that you might be right, that maybe, and a magic solution sounds so appealing because I've hit a wall. I got to be honest with you, this Project Rift is not going well. Okay, let's just call it what it is, okay? Call a spade a spade. Okay. Is that a thing that's allowed to say anymore? Anyway, and
I was about to say, Cenk, you gotta stop, you're getting too ripped.
I know. And it's, no, I've hit a brick wall. Mm-hmm. And so desperate times call for what? Desperate measures. That's right. Okay, speaking of all school references. Okay. Anyway, so maybe, but you guys, if you get me to do yoga, you'll have broken me. That's not who I am. That's, I'm a guy from Jersey. Mm-hmm. Guys from Jersey don't do yoga.
But I think it would really help. And it goes beyond the physical. Like, I think it would help you de-stress a little bit.
I would demand that all the cameras in the building be removed first.
No, but you don't even have to go take it somewhere. Like, there's so many free yoga classes on YouTube, for instance. I'm just not motivated enough to take classes from my own home. Like, I immediately get distracted by my dog or the fridge or whatever, anything else. Okay. But I guarantee you, you would like it, and it would help you improve with running, with basketball, with all sorts of other, you know, physical activity that you get involved in.
Nobody got time. All right, last thing. Well, how long does it take?
An hour. Today's class was an hour and 15 minutes. But like
Wait a minute. You have to go to the class. The class is an hour and 15 minutes. You have to go back. That's insanity. That's almost 2 hours. Fuck no is my answer.
It's not almost 2 hours. The trick is to find a studio. You live in LA, there's a studio walking distance from where you live. I guarantee it.
Ain't nobody got an hour and a half. There's no way, there's no way.
You have to invest in yourself, Cenk.
Ugh, too late for that. Okay, anyway, what I really need is a fucking haircut and for this fly to die here. I think I got him. I got him.
Yeah,
I'm so good at getting flies.
You got the fly.
Now I gotta go wash my hands. Anyway, let me tell you all the lies I've told you today. Okay. Number one, I said we were gonna do a news story in this post game. Not true. Unless you think the pain in Anna's ass is a news story. Number two, I told you in the first hour that I was going to do a tax story about how they're coming to rob the poor. We're going to do that tomorrow. I ran out of time. Number three, I told you the Beto O'Rourke, Congressman O'Rourke interview that's happening in 12 minutes was live. Apparently it's not because of the schedule. So, but we'll put it up for you guys as soon as we can. Okay, my bad on all that stuff. I didn't mean it. But it happened. Okay, we're out of time. But you know what? Don't worry. More updates on Anna's buttocks.
No,
later.
More. Okay, fine.
No. I want to know. Now you've set up a mystery. Will you be able to cure the pain in your ass?
I'm gonna get a steroid injection, and yes, I will.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And then do you get pimples? I don't know. I want to know.
No. I'm not gonna get pimples.
Wasn't that steroids give you
but
like?
But that's like a different type. There's different types of steroids. That's the one that like does all sorts of unfortunate things to the human body. I'm not getting one of those.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Just the inquiring minds wanted to know. All right, guys. Much love. We'll see you tomorrow.